So why would you fat shame me and not Jeff Tate?
When?
Right now.
But what do you mean?
I don't know.
When am I fat shaming you right,
right
now?
Right now.
I'm fat shaming you right now?
You're making me feel like I'm a crazy person.
You are a crazy person. But
okay, hold on.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ooh.
Wow.
My dog's not going to like that.
What is that?
I don't know. A dad gave it to me.
A dad?
A dad gave it to me.
What do you mean a dad?
A dad. It was actually a stepdad. I think I'd be a really good stepdad.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think I'm that good of a dad. Like when I watch movies or when I see, you know what breaks my heart? When I see soldiers coming home from war and they go, I haven't seen my son in like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they go, I saw this one guy, his son's playing football. He goes, hey boy. And his son goes, he started crying.
Yeah.
My daughters wouldn't do that. They'd be like, oh, what's up? Like
those break me down every time.
Oh my god,
the soldier reunions,
dude. It's like, yeah,
even the fucking soldier seeing his dog, like the dog goes fucking crazy.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
My dogs don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I show up and they're like, oh, he's back.
Yeah,
you know what the best one I got was, I saw one. Hey Nadav, write down TikTok. I saw one. It was like, his dad's been in prison for 12 years. No, he hasn't seen his uncle in 12 years. He's been in prison for 12 years. And then his uncle sits next to him. He's like, what's up? And he's like, hey. And he's like, oh, so, like, it wasn't that big of a thing. But then I kept thinking, what did he do? Like,
yeah,
who did he kill? And like, and then I was like, he committed a crime. Like, this, we shouldn't celebrate him. Like, I get it that it's like, it's like, he hasn't seen him in a while, but he's like, he's also, 12 years is a long time to do fucking.
12 years is a serious run.
And it was like sitting at him at like a Waffle House. He was like, what's up? And he's like, and whatever the response was. Ah, dude, I'm blown away by people putting their emotions on TikTok the way they do. I saw one today and it was like, you know, when they put the writing and like the reaction I had when I found out that my husband was leaving me after 10 years of marriage. And this woman was clearly three bills and she's just sobbing in a fucking corner of her house.
This is her TikTok.
It's on her TikTok. I go, who the fuck puts that out there?
Yeah, people don't know what not to share. That's a big thing, and it's a big reason why YMH Live 7 is going to be a real hit.
Wait, what day is YMH? What day is it?
November 18th.
Oh, shit. I thought it was Saturday when I'm in Cleveland. I'll be in Cleveland at the fucking whatever energy center or whatever Jake Paul fought at, that's where I'm fucking fighting.
Okay, there you go.
That's
where you're fighting?
Well, whatever. I'll be fighting my inner demons. What's the name of that Cleveland place? Are you doing that? What are you doing in Cleveland?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember.
The Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
It's a big place.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a big act, Tom.
I know you are.
I've been gaining weight.
Cool.
By the way, the one thing that gets me to lose weight is that you guys cheer on Nadav. You're like, you gotta beat Bert. Can you imagine if you were skinnier than Bert and then all of a sudden I'm the fattest fucking person here?
Well, no one said that though.
All right, but that's my Nadav. Shut your fucking mouth. That's what I hear in my inner head. That's what I hear.
Oh,
in my
that's
inner
what
head.
You hear.
I hear you guys laughing to each other, going, oh my God, you're doing great, Nadav. Oh shit, Bert's gonna be the fattest person. You know, I was never fat, right? I was never fucking fat.
Yeah, let's
you
talk
were the
about
fattest.
This.
You were the fattest person I knew.
Yeah,
and then.
But you know what? You forget. You forget
that you fucking Jedi mind tricked me into being fat.
No. What? No, you forget that you actually met me. I was thin. You actually forget that era.
I kind of forget that because I just remember you fat.
I know. You forget that like when we were first doing dates together.
Yeah.
This is like 03, 04. I was like 210, 205. Like I was actually pretty good shape, like decent. And then I definitely got way fatter.
Yeah.
And you were just like hovering. And then you got to, you
pull up a picture of me when you think I was fat, and I wasn't even that fucking fat. No. Now I look at it and I go, I was legit skinny. And now when I look at it, now I look at it and I go, I can't believe I got mind tricked into being fat.
Well,
there's some of these ones.
You didn't get mind tricked into being fat.
No, what you did, here's what you do sometimes. You put out the thing, you are a propaganda master.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes empathize for Christina, because I bet she was drinking more water than you. And I bet you tricked the world into thinking you drank more water, because you do that kill of water at the end of this show, and you're like, I got water. Oh, look, there you go. Look at you. You're right there. Mm-hmm. When Tom started fat shaming me, I was maybe 220.
But you don't understand why I fat shamed you.
Because you were embarrassed of what you looked like.
No, no. Well, that's part of it. But what happens is when you're fat and people call you fat, you're like, okay. And sometimes you're like, you want to tell people, oh, by the way, you're fat too. Like, it doesn't mean that I'm not,
I never called you fat.
Sure you did.
Never, never. I actually, hold on. Start this over. Nadav, you have to be on to Bears team, not your mom's house team right now, to Bears team, okay?
What's up?
I understand. I'm putting on the headsets.
Okay.
I understand your loyalty to Tom. I get it, okay?
Okay, hold on.
But you have to be real about this right now.
Okay.
Had I ever fat shamed Tom before he started fat shaming me?
Well, I mean, I haven't been around since the beginning of your friendship.
Oh, my God. Damn it. You are such a fucking...
No.
I don't have contact.
He's being right. He's being realistic. You didn't... Listen.
Oh, my God. You're gaslighting me. You're gaslighting me right now. No, if you do this to Christina, you should have a sign where she goes like this to get out. This is... You're being crazy right now.
I'm not being crazy.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
Listen to me, you lunatic.
Oh, my God.
Listen to me.
I'm the lunatic?
You are the lunatic. Listen. You teased me a lot about being fat.
I never once.
Absolutely.
I never did. Once teased. Ye- I
yes,
never
you
once teased. No.
Yes, you did.
I never you once did it. Teased you.
You teased
I
me.
Never once teased you.
Yes, you did.
I'm calling your fucking wife,
buddy.
I never once teased you about being fat.
You did, and it's how look. It's,
you're lying right now.
I'm
you're
not lying
right now. I know your eyes. You're lying right now. You're lying.
You would bust my balls about being fat. Of course
never.
You did.
Harry, yes. Not fat.
Buddy.
Never.
You definitely did. And it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, don't forgive me for something I didn't do. I didn't do it. You're
all
forgiving
I did,
me. I'm not. I refuse to accept your apology
all
for
I
something
did.
I never fucking did.
Yeah, you did.
There's but no
you,
fucking way.
I'm going to fucking pass
this
out.
This is how you make crazy people.
No, listen to me. You fucked with me, and it's...
This is insane! This is fucking insane!
It's not insane.
Oh, I'm going to call somebody right now?
You always did. And listen, I have...
Don't you fucking dare forgive me! I didn't do shit! I get to forgive you!
No.
Oh, my God!
Listen, I want you to know that I do forgive you.
Shut up!
What I'm saying... I'm saying...
This is why I drink! This is why I fucking drink! Call Listen. Christina. Get Christina on the line. No, I'll call her. I can't
you
trust
call,
you.
Yeah, you call.
Phone.
You call.
Oh, fuck. I can tell you, if you go to my...
Pass out.
Can I tell you? If you go to my vlog, Nadav, I was very innocent. I was an innocent bystander. I was doing a weight loss challenge to myself, and I was putting it online. And then... All of a sudden, Tom and Christina, I remember hearing the first time people started calling me fat, and I was like, I called you, and I go, hey, man, I'm getting called fat a lot. And you're like, oh, yeah, I just give you a heads up. That might, we might have been talking about that a lot.
I remember that part.
Nadav, do you ever remember a subject line ever on your mom's house of, hey, Bert's been calling Tom fat
a
lot?
No, but you're talking about it in two different contexts. What I'm saying is it's true that you didn't have, like, bits and like you weren't saying on your podcast. I'm saying in our friendship, you would tease me like the way friends do.
Oh my God.
Yes,
oh
you
my
did.
God, you are a lunatic.
I'm not a lunatic.
Do you remember being in the car and you going, you really burp a lot?
Yes.
I go, yeah. And yeah. you go, okay, just giving you a heads up.
Yes.
And I was like, I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
That comes from the person who says, I noticed this about you. I never sat in the car with you and was like, hey, man, do you need an extender on that seatbelt?
That's a total kind of Bert joke.
I never said that.
You maybe didn't say that specifically, but it's not like you never fucked with me
God
at
damn
all.
I don't have your goddamn wife's phone number. Give me your phone. Here. What did she change her phone number to?
Here, let me give it to you real quick.
What the fuck?
Here, let's see.
I have so many. I think you should outlaw the name Christine.
I know.
Christine, Christina, Christana, Christina.
Should we phone call her?
Is it still 310?
No.
Fucking shit. No, hold on. Don't you fucking.
I won't. I'm just trying. I'll pass it to you. Hold on. Let's see if she answers. They never answer when you want them to fucking answer.
Yeah. Do you ever want to just cancel their phone on them and go, that's what you get?
Yeah.
You don't get a phone anymore. That's a new rule because you don't know how to use it.
Go get a fucking...
Cancel her phone. Call AT&T right now and cancel her phone. And then she'll go, hey, my phone's not working. And go, yeah, oh, really? How did you know? You don't know how to fucking use it.
Yeah.
I want to do that all the time to Leanne. I want to take privileges away sometimes that I go, I call her, Leanne, and I can track them. I track them on my phone.
Yeah.
And they're all sitting in the same fucking room, and I'm FaceTiming all of them, and none of them fucking answer. And I just want to cancel all their phones.
Yeah.
And then when they go to use it, I just walk in and they go, our phones aren't working. I go, yes, because you guys don't know how to be civilized fucking human beings.
Right.
So and answer the person that pays for all those goddamn phones. I know you're not allowed to say that. The person that pays for all those fucking phones, answer it when he calls.
Yeah. Go get your own phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I took your harassment for years. And then what happened was I got to a point where it was just all I did was.
By the way.
Yeah.
I want to play along with the bit, but I need you to know that this did not happen. Like, this this is not how this worked. I remember where I was when I found out I was fat. I was jogging in Alabama. I was jogging, and I found out I was fat.
Yeah.
And they were like, Bert looks like Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah. No shit! Did I ever say that to you? Never! Never did I say that to you!
No, but also... You did kind of look like Gerard Depardieu.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Pull up my fucking blog.
Pull up
my weight loss vlog.
Pull up Gerard Depardieu is naked being interrogated and tell me you don't have any similarity. So when we saw this.
Not now. Now I might. That doesn't.
I mean, that looks like
Stop. I might look like that right now.
Like, hey, I want to see that guy do an hour stand-up comedy.
Is that really him naked being interrogated?
Yeah, but it's in a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would he take that role?
Because he looks good.
By the way, cut to me and the machine. You're like, why would he take that role?
So, yeah, I think we had just seen that. We're like, oh, Bert is in a movie.
Hold on. Now, hang on.
Yeah.
It's fair to say I might look a little bit like that right now.
Okay.
Which is depressing the fuck out of me because I did not look like that when we started. Nadav, go to my YouTube page, go to my vlog. When I started doing the weight loss challenge, that's when you guys started bullying me.
Really?
Yeah.
But you pulled up, you always referenced the ukulele photo. I thought that was
No, that's way after.
So
I started doing this vlog and you started making fun of me for doing a vlog. You guys started watching it and then
really?
You have fucking revisionist history.
How long is
it
going to take him to...
There you go. Hit videos on vlogs.
Okay.
And go to weight loss. It's got to be early. It's not that one. Jesus. I wish I had it.
It says weight loss in it.
Oh, it does? Okay, it's that one.
Okay.
What year is it from?
So scroll.
Does it say the date?
Skip ads.
December 2015.
Oh, that could be...
It's definitely when you guys started, because I know that I started... Okay.
Okay.
You can play the audio on it. Look.
Okay.
I'm pretty fucking. By the way, I don't look that.
That's.
I look kind of like I look now. How much did I weigh here?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I look exactly like I look now.
Okay.
Oh, I did look like Jared. Oh fuck, I actually did look like him. All right, see what I weighed. Play the audio. Oh, it's from the movie Stripes.
That'll get flagged.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why I don't get funding on this?
All right, oh, here we go. Dude.
Oh my god, that's exactly what I weigh right now. Hold on.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's exactly what I weigh right now.
up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So in a way.
Shut the fuck up.
We were
doing Bro, hold on. Stop. Stop. We were doing I'm not going to forgive you. Don't you turn you into forgiving me into me into forgiving you.
Well, but I do forgive you because for years I took it and I understood it. I had other friends like that
stop,
too.
Stop. That's not real.
You're fat,
that's not real.
One of your friends gets fat and you want to go like, oh, hey, you're fat now. You know that? That's all that happened. That's all that happened.
I can't believe I just saw that.
I know. You're like, oh, I was really in good shape back then. Exact weight almost.
I'm actually skinnier today than I was then, I think. That is insane. Nadav, can you?
Yes.
That is mind-blowing to me. So wait, how long have I been fat? Like, you know, you live in a world, I think I live in a world of denial, right? Where you don't realize what is going on and you're just kind of like I that's 2015, I've been flirting with that weight. I've been in my 240s, 230s, 230s skinny for me now. All right, I'm definitely doing it. By the way, just so you guys know, I'm probably skinny right now if you're watching this because we shot this like a couple weeks ago. So if you see me in a show and you're like, I'm confused, you were fat when I saw you on TV on Monday.
I get a lot of messages about it.
About you being fat?
No.
About you, what?
About how fat you are.
You do not.
I do.
Leanne does.
She does?
Yeah. Leanne gets messages about Two Bears, One Cave. That's all she gets messages about. Two Bears, One Cave. About I have this story about Priscilla and my act that I'm not going to tell my special, but I like telling on stage because it helps me get feelings out. And she gets a lot of messages about that, but Two Bears, One Cave. But not fat stuff. Let me say, and I wonder. No? I don't think so. Wait, I'm not a lap band guy, right?
No. All you need to do is dial back your fucking lunacy for a little bit and you'll be fine. You're just a maniac.
I don't know how that works, though.
What do you mean? You're just a crazy person.
But how did you do it? Because I really don't understand it.
All I'm doing, I'm not even doing anything that crazy. I'm really not, man. I mean, I went out. I had a couple drinks.
Yeah, okay, there was very
right. Very, yeah. But that's all I did. And then my eating, man. My eating is probably just a lot better than yours.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Can I tell you, I miss Jeff Tate.
He was great.
I miss his brain. You know, like he has such a fucking.
He's a fascinating brain.
He really has a fucking fascinating brain.
Smart, super empathetic, very funny, really interesting guy.
He is the, you know, when you see guys, I hope this comes out right because I know Jeff may not take this right. But when you see guys that go, you know, that virtue signal certain politics and stuff.
Yeah.
Jeff actually really feels those and doesn't virtue signal them. Does that come out right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
he's genuine.
Hear like a male feminist, like guy who goes, "I'm a male feminist," and they march in the parade, and you're like, "Are you though? Or are you just trying to get pussy? Is that how you, is that your angle to getting pussy?"
Right.
I feel like Jeff Tate actually is a guy who empathizes what the thing is, but he doesn't. He'll speak it to you if you talk to him, but he's not the guy fucking putting it out there. And that's what I like about him.
Yeah, he's a genuine guy. He's genuine, and he knows who he is, and he has his convictions, and. He's super smart. I mean, he's a really intelligent, really intelligent
guy. Is he partying or not partying?
He has, like, you know, have a couple drinks. Okay. Like that kind of thing.
He used to party, and then.
Yeah. No, he just has a couple drinks. And he started going to the gym a lot. So he's in the gym a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would you fat shame me and not Jeff Tate?
When?
Right now.
But what do you mean?
I don't know.
When am I fat shaming you
right now?
Right now. I'm fat shaming you right now?
You're making me feel like I'm a crazy person.
No, you are a crazy person. But everybody who spends time with you knows that you're a crazy person, okay?
Why am I crazy though? Like what, like why, I don't think it's crazy. So like I was telling someone, I'm on stage the other night and I'm talking about just shitting my pants. And like I shit my pants a lot. And then I'm sitting there for the first time in my life and I'm like, do people not shit their pants?
I mean, usually they have like a time they remember it happened.
It happened?
Yeah. Like the time it happened.
It happens to me so often.
How often do you think it really happens?
Like, hold on. What are we talking about? Are we talking about like a little like squirt and you're like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Well, how about there's shit in your pants?
That's a loaded question. If you're talking about shit in my pants, probably more often than I know.
The shit runs down your legs?
No. But I mean, like, there's been times where I pull my pants down and I go, oh, what the fuck is that? Like, you know, I'm like,
fuck. Really?
Yeah. That's happening.
But you're also like a big, I saw you did a poll a little while ago on your stories about who wears underwear. And it was a lot of underwear wearers.
Oh, my God.
And you were surprised.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen a woman, like a girl you dated, and you see their panties and there's like a little shit stain in there? And you're like, okay, never mind. The poll was astronomically in favor of no women wear underwear.
No women do.
Women.
Ever?
John Manns, my cameraman, was like, all men wear underwear, no women wear underwear. That was his theory.
Hmm.
And it was pretty much that kind of way. It was like, I want to say 90% of men wear underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking 40% of women don't wear underwear.
Hmm.
I think that was the poll. And it was astounding to me. Because I
used to see a lot of shit stains on your ex-girlfriend's underwear. I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You thongs see like, or like?
Like well, you'd see like their panties were never like pristine.
Really?
Yeah. There would be like a little skid mark and then fucking, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's just one pair that stood out to me. Maybe I didn't investigate anyone, but like I remember seeing that and going like, "Oh, okay, normal." Hmm. And then because I don't wear underwear, it would rise up.
You never wore underwear? Like, did you wear it in high school?
I remember we were just talking about this the other day. I remember romantically, being interested in boxers. I remember being like, "I want to be a man. I'm ready to be a man." I was probably like sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I'd seen. Men wear boxers.
You're like, I want to be that.
I want to be that. And so I started wearing boxers. And it's going to sound silly. I would wear shorts, and then I'd have my boxers hang out the bottom of my shorts so people knew I wear boxers.
And they're crazy? Like, that's a man right there.
Isn't that fucking crazy? Yeah. I would only wear longer boxers. I'd find longer boxers, and then I'd make sure to wear shorter shorts
so that
people knew I wore boxers.
Would people say things to you about them?
No. I think I was the only person that did that. It's so bizarre that I must have looked like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, you probably did.
Hey, Nadav, see if you can find pictures of boys wearing boxers under the... Like, now that I look back, I thought I must have seen a pair of boxers
mm-hmm.
Like, I must have seen a dude with boxers.
Oh, and you were like, oh.
And I was like, I'm that's me. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And so I wore boxers under my shorts, and they would hang out well. No, that's not it. Like, the way black dudes will have their pants hang low.
Yeah.
I did that with boxers, but the opposite.
The other way. Yeah.
That is fucking crazy.
That guy's doing it right there, right? His boxers are under his
shorts. No, he's not wearing shorts, I don't think.
When boxers are longer than shorts. That's what
Yeah, go visit that site. That's on Reddit.
Yeah.
Is that not cool? Oh, I should bring that back.
You should bring it back. Let's go. Can we zoom in a little? Can we punch it on that? Okay.
That's not as cool as
it
was. Is
that a whole thread of that? Or is that just that one photo?
Just that one.
Okay.
Hey, anyone hit me up and let me know if you thought that was cool. If you got to be like in your 40s. And then did you see that? Because I thought that was a trend. But I think now that I look back, I think that was just me. Because I was the only one doing it.
Yeah. You set a trend.
No, I know no one ever else did it now that I think about
Wait, I want to go back to being fat shamed. So.
Okay.
Did.
You know what we should do? We have a mediator one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost bought butt plugs for us today. And I'm going to do it on my next trip to Austin because there's a million sex stores by where we are.
Uh-huh.
And I want to buy butt plugs and I want to play a game.
Okay.
And see who puts it in their ass. Okay. All right. We're going to play that game.
Okay.
Next episode of Two Bears, One Cave. Catch it.
So let's. Oh, yeah. Get those sex toys. Get
I know. I almost did it today, but our fucking driver was freaked out.
Really?
He was like, excuse me. I was like, can we stop by a sex store? And he was like, okay.
So wait, you don't think that you behave at least or consume like kind of like a lunatic? You know you do, right? Like impulsively. Like
I don't know. I've said this to you before. I'm very unaware of how I am perceived. I'm very unaware of how I am perceived. Like, you know, I actually thought about it today when we got here and we rolled in deep with like five dudes, set up shop in Enny's kitchen and laid down on his couches. And then I was like, at one point, I was like, I should ask Enny if this is cool.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah. But I'd already done it. Yeah. I'd already done it, and I'd already asked him where his hot sauce was. I was going through his fridge, and then he was like, I go, where's your fucking hot sauce? And he's like, it's above the microwave? Like almost like, why are you going through my fucking shit? And I'm critical of people. Like, I'll say, like I did it. Enny's a perfect example. I don't know how I'm behaving. I go, you put your pizza on top of the fridge? And he's like, what? Like, in his house, in his brain, he must be like, you're in my house.
Yeah.
Like, can you please not critique me on how I'm living in my house?
Right.
You stepped into my house. I'll do that with people. If I see a young man using a fork and knife wrong, yeah. I'll stop them. And I'll tell them how to use their fork and knife.
What are you will?
I'll stop them immediately. John Manns, are you awake? How many times have I stopped young men from using forks and knives? How many times have I stopped young men when they use their fork and knife wrong? Yeah.
What do you say?
I say, hey, man, let me teach you how to be a grown-up. Yeah, they fucking don't be an animal. Let me show you how to be a grown-up. Because
are they open to it usually? They
don't. I think it's aggressive. It's probably pretty aggressive. But I don't
and
know.
You
I
show them like how to hold
I show, it. I show them. I show them how to hold a fork and a knife. I say, it'll be like some fucking moron holding a knife, a fork like this, and then holding his knife like this.
And it'll be at a separate table?
That has happened. That has happened. That has happened.
Yeah.
That has happened. And I'm not proud of that one. But usually it's like if we're sitting with someone and they do this, I go, stop. Don't do that. You're doing it wrong. Let me show you how to use fork and knife. Your fork goes in this hand like this, pointed down. Thank you, Mans. And I would like to give a public service announcement to all you fucking animals out there.
By the way, I'll tell you, I'm a big fan of this because it's absolutely insane to watch somebody. Yep. Not know how to do that.
If you're cutting steak, if you're cutting, your fork goes like this, your knife goes like this, and you cut like this.
Not like that.
Yeah, not like this and this. And I just want to teach them.
Yeah.
It's like stopping someone from saying the N-word. You go, hey, man, please don't do that. No, but it's just manners. Is that a bad angle?
That's a different one.
But it's like it's going like, hey, man, you don't do that. You don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. And you're helping them in life because someone had to teach me at one point, and it's uncomfortable.
One did they have to teach you? How to hold the fork?
It was all of it. It was like, I'll give you all etiquette right now. when you go to dinner with your boyfriend or girlfriend's or boyfriend's family, you start from outside in.
Uh-huh.
So whatever cutlery they have on the outside, you work your way in. I learned it the hard way. It was uncomfortable. Someone had to teach me in front of a bunch of people, and I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I learned, and then I never had to learn again.
Right.
And I never worried about it, and I was confident. When I'd sit down, I knew I could talk to people. So cutlery outside to in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a salad, feel free to use your hand. Don't use your fingers. I learned that one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use your knife and scoop it up. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And then when you get steak, fork, knife, cut into the mouth. That's mm-hmm. how it works.
Yeah.
And I've stopped kids because I go, don't.
Now, do you do that thing like that's old style where you eat up with the fork bent that way?
I do it that way. I do it that way.
Yeah.
I feel more like a pirate when I do it that way.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a man.
I think that's actually even like regal to do it that way.
Yeah. There are guys that'll cut it and then stab it. Leanne does that. Yeah. Leanne will do it like that. But I had to teach both my girls, and it was fun teaching my girls how to do it.
Yeah.
I have no problem stopping. I would love if society would allow me to just go to table and be like, hey, man, yeah, you're doing that wrong. But then I would be inviting that for them to do that to me. You know?
Yeah.
So.
It's so funny to hear you talk about etiquette.
Because.
And then watch you exist in the world.
Yeah. That's the thing that deceives me.
Yeah, and I think the rest of us.
Okay, let's be very honest. Okay. I completely felt like you were out of the blue. This is I'm very real right now.
Okay.
I completely thought you were out of the blue fat shaming me. I thought I was 220 pounds. And I watched that video, and I'm as fat as I am today, and I'm disgusted. Right now, I was oblivious to what I weighed. I was oblivious to it. I live this in like. With blinders on, where I don't see certain things.
We all are capable of doing
that. I am
that.
So bad at it.
Yeah, but I mean, we're all capable of having
that. I am so bad at it. Like, I don't even realize it at all. And then I go, and then people see the way I behave. And so I go, let me teach you etiquette on how to do a fork and knife. And then all of a sudden, we get on a plane, and I'm drinking double Tito's and sodas. And they're like, Jesus Christ, he's like a fucking animal.
And you got the fry. I ordered 18 cheeseburgers.
I don't know what it is. I wish there was like a, I mean, I like the way I am, so I wouldn't want a pill to change it, because Leanne definitely suggested that.
Really?
So is my therapist. Oh, of course. They definitely think I should be on meds. Drew doesn't. Or maybe Drew does. I think Drew does, maybe.
He thinks you should be on something? What, like a mood stabilizer?
See, I have something to lower everything, because my highs are pretty high, and then my lows are fucking doable. I'm here. Like, that's where I go, like, so I get the highs, and then I get a couple lows, and it's usually with a hangover, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to work out.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't know if I'd change it, because I really enjoy, I like being oblivious.
You do.
I do. I really enjoy it.
You really are like a grown, like, man-child. You're like a grown kid.
If you could have told me in high school that I'd be this way, I would have signed the contract.
Yeah, of course you
would. Without a doubt. In college, I would have signed the contract.
Yeah.
I actually thought today, for the first time in a while, I thought we were walking in to go to the bathroom somewhere, and I thought, is it worth it, right? Like all the travel I do, all the lifestyle I have, the thing, is it worth it? Like, what if I was just a farmer, you know?
Yeah. What do you think?
I was like, I like the razzle dazzle.
It's fun.
I like the razzle dazzle. I like the gamble of it, you know? Like, I like the fun of, I don't know. I like being crazy a little bit. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
You know? I understand that it's the tax I pay is like, I go to the airport and I don't like getting on a plane, and I don't like being in an airport, like, it fucking freaks me out. But when you land in your home and that fucking get home and you open a bottle of wine and you light a cigar and you're like, and then the music sounds richer and you're like, that's what I'm fucking talking. I'm alive, baby. Like, those ups are fucking well worth it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But are you going
to say what you say? Say what you want to say, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking.
Are you going to, you think, dial things back?
No. Okay. So, I'm not, by the way, I have. I know you don't see it right now because I've been drinking all day with you in front of you, but I have dialed it back. Not the way that you see it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So I watched Precious Gems the other day.
Yeah.
And Uncut Gems. I fucked that up with Adam Sandler, and now I can't stop saying Precious Gems.
Yeah.
And I identified with that character, and it made me sad.
You identified with Sandler?
With Sandler in the movie.
Yeah.
And it made me sad, and I was like...
What did you identify with?
I don't know. I wish I fucking knew. But I identified with that character who was, I don't know, just chasing shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you saw the movie?
I'll be honest with you. I saw like half an hour of it.
And you had to turn it off?
Yeah. It made me really anxious.
I wanted to turn it off so bad. And by the way, you're missing out on some of the best parts of the movie.
I'm sure I am.
Because it's so good. It's such a good layered movie. But you can ask those guys. The whole time I was like, this movie sucks. I hate this movie. But I hated it because I wondered if, like, maybe I felt like his relationship with his family was ungenuine because he had other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get preoccupied with stand-up and my work and stuff. And I wonder if that's what I connected. I couldn't figure out what I connected to that bothered me.
A disingenuous relationship?
Yeah, because like he shows up at his kids, you know, fucking play, and he's not really there. And,
right.
And he's thinking about gambling. He's thinking about other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if that's been who I am as a dad, because I show up at a play, but I'm always thinking about, like, I should be doing spots at the store.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I should be writing. I should be making money for these fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, I never sit there and go, I've never been a dialed-in dad where it's like, I remember reading books to the girls, and I hope this doesn't sound absolutely horrible, but I'd read books to the girls, and I would feel guilty that I wasn't working to make money for them in the future. I could never be present in those moments because I felt guilty.
Yeah.
Because also, me and you were entrepreneurs on our own behalf.
Right.
And I think most people do that when they're young and they don't have a responsibility, and I had a responsibility.
Yeah.
And I could never be dialed in. I watched Leanne. And she'd just play with them and do things.
I'm
and
the same, dude. I totally identify with you on that. 100%.
Do you, right now?
Right now, sure.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, totally. Because my mind will always be like, oh, I should be doing this right now. I should be writing on this right now. I forgot. Oh, I got to do that thing with the flight. When do I call it? I got to call this guy back.
Yeah.
It's very hard to put that mind to rest a lot of times and be just in the moment. I mean, sometimes I am, but I think it's a struggle.
So how do you think Amy Schumer does it?
What do you mean?
Like, she seems like a pretty good mom. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, but she is us. I mean, she's the same as us.
Like a mother and a comedian.
Yeah, but yeah. And, but how does she get dialed in and read a fucking book and not go like,
also think there's some things, honestly, that just the moms are better at.
Because Push did it. Leanne did it.
Yeah, they're just better at it. I do. I think they are. And they're better at prioritizing that's important, being present there.
Now that you say that, I was at your house when Push came home from the road.
Yeah.
And she immediately did not do what I would have done.
What did she do?
She got down and the kids were all over.
Yeah.
And they were like fucking hitting her face and messing up her hair. And she was just like, oh, and she was playing with them.
Yeah.
And then you're like, she's home, let's go outside.
Yeah.
And if that had been me, I would have been like, hey, okay, hold on. All right, hold on. I'm going to open a bottle of wine or something. Like, I would have never been, like, just that present. I just wasn't.
It's tough. Like, it is tough. It's a struggle.
It's crazy. No one ever empathized. Like, I wonder if there's some good dad books that we missed. I wonder if there's people that are turning into dads right now that are listening to this going like, well, fuck, I don't want to be like that. Because I don't want to be like that. I wish I could be present.
Yeah.
But I just, even still, like.
I think it's a skill set like anything else, though. You have to work at it, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's.
I never did.
Most things, though, like to, if you're like, I'm not good at this, you got to work at it.
Yeah. Still, I get on the FaceTime with my daughters.
Yeah.
I got FaceTime to Isla the other day, and she's busting my balls. And yeah. I was like, and in my head, I was like, are you good? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm good too. I love you. Bye. Like, I just, I'm not a big phone.
Yeah.
You know, I like FaceTiming, but I don't want to stay on the phone for too long.
Yeah.
Even with Leanne, I'm just like in and out.
How are your conversations with your parents? Oh, here's Christina. You want to talk about the.
What are we? I think you might have proven it. No, yeah.
Hey, you're on the podcast right now, okay?
Oh, what are you doing?
Bert has a question. Hold on.
Christina.
Yes.
I need you to not be like Nadav right now and be this brand loyal motherfucker who can't see the goal line. I need you to be 100% honest. Okay?
Oh, God. Okay, I'm scared.
Okay. When Tom started fat shaming me, was it because I had been fat shaming him previously?
Oh, God. Let me think. It's been so long that we've been fat shaming you. I can't even remember.
I know, right? Well, I can. We've pinpointed roughly around the day it started. It was 2015. But when you guys started saying I look like Gerard Depardieu, was Tom's initiative into that because he had been so heavily fat shamed by me as a friend that he thought it's time for a little tit for tat?
Well, here's the deal, man, is that I remember the Gerard Depardieu thing because we were watching a movie. And that guy was naked, and we were like, oh my God, that guy looks like Bert, because we've both seen you naked at that point.
And by the way, can I just be very honest?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being 100% accountable. That did look like me at that time and today. So keep going. I didn't think so, but I look at it now, and I'm like, I was.
I don't recall you fat shaming Tom. I don't remember that.
I'm so glad I moved the phone to the other side of my face right now. But you don't recall that, right? At all. Like, I never was a fat shamey guy, correct?
I don't remember. I mean, I remember you posting that video of you shaving his chest in Hawaii.
Yeah. And the laughter, was it at his weight or at the fact that his tits looked like they were wearing sunglasses?
Right. Because you shaved the hair, and that was funny, but it wasn't his weight.
And wouldn't you say in that video that we can pull it up, that I had said to him, hey, man, I'm gonna make you look like you're better in shape as a friend. I was like, yeah. if we Caesar out your tits and trim out and hollow out your armpits, then all of a sudden you'll look more defined. That was what a friend would do, correct?
Yeah, that was your logic, but I'm not sure.
It backfired. It definitely backfired. It definitely backfired.
Well, that's what you said your reason was, but your reasoning was probably more malicious. You know what I mean?
No, that was my reasoning. That was my. Now you're starting to go Nadav-y on me. You can't never trust Nadav. Never trust Nadav.
Because he's Jewish?
No, because.
Well, that's what you always say when we talk.
Oh, hey! All the way out of here. No, Nadav is, I haven't gotten Nadav to trust me fully yet. And once he does, he's going to pull me aside privately and go, Bert, just so you know, Tom started it all. All right. Tom and I are pretty wasted. We'll see you for dinner. All right. Bye. Love you.
Okay. Do you feel?
I feel vindicated.
She said was she didn't recall.
Yeah, that goes, I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But she doesn't know all the times that you fat shamed me
privately. I never fat shamed you privately. Never fat shamed you privately.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what.
What are you talking about? It's okay.
It never happened. Okay. It never fucking happened. It never happened. I can tell you how I know that.
You were a ball buster, and you still are. You ball bust over all kinds of things, and it's fine.
What do I ball bust on?
What, you ball bust on anything. You're a ball busty friend. You're a fucking frat guy. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm a frat guy.
You're a fucking frat guy.
I am, but that's not a ball buster.
You bust balls. You don't think you bust balls?
I don't bust balls. I can't bust balls because people think I'm too trustworthy, and then when I bust balls, it hurts feelings. Trust me, I've never been able to bust balls.
What are you talking
about? I remember telling a guy, I can't bust balls. Every time I try to bust balls, it comes out wrong. Look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. He went to go to dinner, and he's like, what, are you fucking trolling me? And I'm like, oh, shit. I thought that was a joke. Anytime I bust balls, it comes out bad.
You don't bust balls with your crew, your friends, your guys on the bus? You don't, like, I'm just celebratory,
and I just generous, and I tell them all the things that they excel at. They're asleep.
Okay.
No, I bust balls a little bit, but maybe I busted balls a little bit about, I never busted balls about you gaining weight. Hold on, let's just pull up a picture of Mostly Stories.
I'm huge there.
How much did you weigh there?
Probably like 260, 255, 260.
255?
Maybe 260. Yeah.
Oh, what's the one where you don't have a beard?
Oh, Completely Normal.
Completely Normal? Was Completely Normal on Netflix?
Yeah.
How many Netflix specials do you have?
Four.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where's the one where you don't have a beard, though?
That's that one.
Hey, do you ever think about growing your hair out? Because you're not losing your hair that bad. It doesn't look bad. Like, I think you have more hair than I have.
Well, here's where I don't have hair, right here. So that's why I shave it all. But wait, I'm going back. You don't think you even teased me?
Never. Never. Why would I don't.
What?
What would I say to you? I have, by the way, I'm being very honest.
Yeah.
I have no recollection of me ever even noticing you're overweight.
What?
I never even noticed you were overweight. Noticed it.
Okay, now I feel like I understand how you.
By the way, because you.
You're delusional.
Hey, internet, I'm so excited that you're here to sleuth this in a don't fuck with cats kind of way. If you go back to the beginning of this podcast, he will tell you that I don't remember him skinny. At the beginning, you're like, right. I used to be 205. You don't remember that because I gained weight. And so I don't remember him being skinny. So if I don't remember him being skinny, I can't then go to bullying him for being fat because I don't remember you being skinny. Do you remember the first time I saw you in that football picture where you like look like a model? And I go, who the fuck was that? And you're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
I don't remember you skinny. I only remember you fat.
Right. Okay.
All right.
All I'm saying is,
can you believe people listen to this?
I know.
People are.
This is what I want to be. I want to be clear about this.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
No. Because of how much I love you, I totally forgive you. And
God! How about this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna forgive you.
Okay.
And I hope that this releases the demons, and then I can lose weight now.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
I never knew I was fat. You told me I was fat. And I found out I was fat. And I've struggled with my weight since the day you told me I was fat. And today, I forgive you.
Thank you.
And now I plan on losing weight.
Great. I'm proud of you. And even though you made me cry several times for this. For you to call me, oh, here's old sloppy shit bod.
I never called you sloppy shit bod.
What?
How did this get here? I need another beer. Nadav.
You're done with that?
I'm about to be because I'm in the best mood of my life. I don't want to go to a cigar store. I want to go to a sex shop. I want to really see what Austin has to offer. I was going to go to a swimming hole. What are you doing the rest of the day?
All kinds of stuff. 2 minute stuff.
You got to hang out with your kids?
Yeah.
Chappelle special. Have you seen it?
I have not, but I did work with him. I worked with him.
No, we know. You have a photographer now. No.
But I'm saying is that I worked with him and
Him doing the special.
I saw the material.
Oh,
Nadav.
I didn't
see the special yet.
Jesus Christ.
You like Guinness?
No.
Oh.
And it's Ennie's beer. I feel bad taking Ennie's beer.
Oh. Well.
So you've seen the work.
Yes.
So did you find it? What did you like? Because Hannah Gadsby kind of lit up Ted, and then Michelle lit up Hannah. Did you watch all that?
No. What did Michelle do?
Oh, Michelle lit up Hannah, and I don't think anyone understood because it was pretty funny to watch that fight because it was like
where did she light her up on Instagram?
Instagram, yeah. But I don't know if she deleted it, and I'm sorry, Michelle, if I'm fucking like.
Was it a post that she did?
Yeah, Hannah's post. Can you pull up Hannah's post so that Tom can read it so that I can't read it?
Yeah.
And it's It's pretty it's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Especially considering, you know.
I mean, I'll say this. I saw Chappelle live.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great.
I watched the special. I mean, like, I thought he was fucking hilarious. I've always thought he's hilarious. It's hard for me. And I also have a fucking, I don't get offended super easy.
Of course.
So, like, that's her thing. That's her post to Ted.
Okay. Let's see if we can
log into Instagram.
Yeah, it would just be easier.
But I don't get offended, and I like conversations. I've always enjoyed the other side of the fence to hear what they have to say about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said this over and over again. I'm a big fan of Lindy West's.
Well, here's the thing:
I like what she has to say. I want, and I may not agree with her, but I like to hear it. I love hearing.
People forget that, or maybe they're not consciously aware, but especially in comedy, how good it is to have something like this going on for comedy.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's great. It's great for us. It's great for specials. All right, make it bigger. All right. This is a post from Hannah Gatsby. It says, "Hey, Ted Sarandos, just a quick note to let you know that I would prefer if you didn't drag my name into your mess."
No, but to be fair, all he said was we cover all the spectrums.
Right, he did. He listed.
I don't mean to use spectrum in a joke way, but I mean like we cover the spectrum. Hannah's autistic, so I don't want to. I'm not making a joke, but we cover the whole wide range of art and what we do.
Right,
and he used
and you
Dave,
can, and you can watch all types of entertainment.
Right? Yes, and that's shows. And that's what. By the way, that is I do believe that is what Netflix does.
I mean that. They're showing you that they have shows that deal with like teen suicide. They have shows that have trans performers. They have shows about, you know, all different types of things. That was his point, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and when he said that, when he was listing the types of entertainment you can choose to consume, he listed Hannah Gatsby. So she writes, "I would prefer if you didn't drag my name into your mess. Now I have to deal with even more of the hate and anger that Dave Chappelle's fans like to unleash on me every time Dave gets $20 million to process his emotionally stunted partial worldview. You didn't pay me
She threw out the money. Yeah. Keep going.
You didn't pay me nearly enough to deal with the real world consequences of the hate speech dog whistling you refuse to acknowledge, Ted. Fuck you and your amoral algorithm cult. I do shits with more backbone than you. That's just a joke. I definitely didn't cross the line because you just told the world there isn't one." Okay. That's super aggressive for sure. Yeah.
It's very aggressive
for
a guy who gave her a career.
Yeah,
it's very aggressive.
Yeah, it's really aggressive. It's
very aggressive. Can I tell you something?
But you know what?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I actually like it. Like,
well,
I like.
Yeah, how could you
I
not?
Like. I like Hannah Gatsby. So I like that she fucking. I love that. That's like brand friendly. It's the same way. I'm so sorry. You say.
No. It's not even. I don't even mean brand friendly. I'm saying what you like is that somebody is putting out how they really feel.
Yeah.
And they're not holding back, and they're not speaking corporate speech, and they're not saying like I would prefer that it's
she
great.
Talked to the guy that gave her a career and told her I take shits with more backbone than you and then she goes and I read it and I sat in my fucking bunk in the tour bus and I was like fucking nice but the same way that I said when Chappelle said what he thought I went nice you're saying
so
what
did Michelle say?
Go to her comments. Go to her comments.
It's in the comments?
Yeah, it's in the comments.
Of that one?
Yeah. It's in the comments. Probably the first one. You're going to see it very quickly.
Okay.
Michelle is a wolf. Fuck me.
It's going to be a lot of comments, right?
Hers was...
Well, you know what?
Good. I'm glad you got the point. There is no line to be drawn in the sand. And then it was a bunch of people confused at like... Because Michelle's a woman, so they were like, clearly you support... You know, like they didn't know. They didn't know that Michelle is best friends with Dave.
Yeah.
And they just started like, oh, thanks, Michelle. Or wait, kind of confused.
Yeah.
Does that mean you support? Like, and you could see them and like, and then Michelle didn't comment. And then Hannah commented on Michelle's. It was like back and forth. And I was like, whoa.
What'd she say?
I don't know. I wish fucking Nadav had 10 fingers. And we'd find out. Nadav, can you find it on your own while we're not doing it here? And we'll keep talking.
Yeah, we'll just keep talking.
But what's interesting is that I did... Obviously, I'm very grateful for everything Netflix has done for me.
Yeah.
But I love a comic speaking their voice.
It's great.
And Hannah Gatsby as well. I want Hannah to say, as a fan of hers, I want her to say shit that is fucking aggressive.
Yeah.
And I also think that Netflix should give her another special.
I'm sure they will.
Because that's the fucking voice you need to hear is the one that goes, I don't give a fuck about who. She won't do another special with them. I'm certain of it.
Well, you need to spread it out. That's a good point.
Like,
And that's also.
That's what Ted said.
That's his point.
His point was, I let everyone have a fucking voice.
Yeah.
And then Dave has a voice, and Hannah has a voice, and let them all fight. And I think I don't know. I got a kick out of all of it, personally.
Yeah.
And I found it on my phone.
Oh, okay. You did?
What is
it? It says, yes, I watched the whole thing. Leave me. Oh, no, wait, shit. Sorry. That's Hannah's. She says, correct. There isn't one. You're catching on.
And then what did they say? What are the comments underneath that?
Trying to find the one where.
And by the way, once again, fucking shout out to Michelle Wolf for saying what she wants to say.
Yeah.
I love this. This is where we're going in the right direction, is letting people say the fucking things they want to say. And by the way, I will not be putting any comments in anyone's comments except for yours, because I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the balls that Michelle has, that Dave has, that Hannah has.
Yeah.
And I also don't. Like, that isn't my hill to die on. Like, right. I don't really give a fuck.
No one comes to us for this
for trans talk.
No.
I don't, by the way, I don't, like.
She says, I do, you're finally catching on.
That's Hannah's response?
Yes.
And then is there another reply?
Not that I'm seeing.
There's a bunch of replies from other people that are all kind of confused. And I don't know, it was maybe I made it better. In my head, I was just the fact that they even replied to each other. I was super excited.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, look, man, there are comics. I'm not a fan of what they talk about.
Yeah.
But I would never want to silence them in a million fucking years.
No.
And by the way, I'm certain there are fans of mine that wouldn't want to silence them. So I would never jump in and be like, we shouldn't let that person say what they want to say, because there's fans of mine that go, I actually like that person. So, so I'm maybe that's different with, Hannah and Dave, because, you know, pretty specific.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think Dave's a great, great, great comedian.
Like, he is, man.
The fucking greatest.
He is. He has, like, he's other level as far as, like, what he does up there. I mean, he's deeply intellectual, really thoughtful. And even if you're not a fan of what he's saying, there's a couple of things. A, you have to acknowledge that his skill set is just so remarkable.
It's beyond. It's like, he's been doing it since he was 15.
And the other thing is that even if you don't like it, how good it is for our world that there's somebody at the top like him. Because it actually, it makes it so that all of us get to go, I can take risks. I can say wild shit, speak recklessly, which he's... a big proponent of, which I think is fantastic for a comedian, because it's how you figure out, like, how to say things. Like, you have to be able to feel comfortable fucking up.
If you can't fuck
up. And he is somebody who, like, has your back as a comedian for fucking up speech.
Yeah. I wonder how you've known me a very long time, and you've seen me fuck up colossally on stage. Can you imagine all those times that they were released online, I wouldn't have a career?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a career. I wouldn't have an opportunity. And can I tell you also what I think is, even this just back and forth with Hannah and Dave, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you ever watch a tennis match and you see one guy do a diving shot in between his legs, and then you kind of want them to win, but the other guy slams it and kills it, and you're like, oh, it's just watching two comics go back and forth.
Yeah.
I understand maybe this is a lot more personal to Hannah than it is Dave, but it is two comics sparring in a platform that it's fun to hear. I'm certain we're gonna get fucking killed for this, but, like, it's interesting to hear opposing sides.
Yeah, it is.
I won't say fun, because I understand that what Hannah's speaking up against is maybe a little more. I'm not aware of everything, but I'm just saying, like, I love hearing comics talk, and I want to hear everything. I want to hear all of it. I want to hear shit I don't agree with.
Yeah,
all the time.
It makes it, it's more interesting. It is more interesting. You don't want to hear just the fucking same shit that you think and hear all the time.
I don't want to hear anybody,
feel like I don't even think it anymore when everybody repeats, you know what I mean, the same shit.
Yeah. It's I think it's a, you know, people always come to you about cancel culture and what do you think? Not that I'm not aware of it. I am aware of it, but I just think that's the best time right now to watch people take chances. And, you know, I'll use Burr as an example, because everyone knows I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
But Burr, when he takes a swing at things that maybe it doesn't land right, I get so fucking excited.
Yeah, of course.
And very seldomly does it not land right. But when he takes a swing at things on, like, SNL, and you watch people get divided, right? What's even crazier is that is a simpler way to polarize his fans into loving him. The second you start hating someone, everyone just goes, fuck you, that's my ride or die.
That's my guy. Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I love him.
Now, what are, do you have anything in this new special you're working on where you're like, that you've been questioning?
I mean, there's a couple things that get boos.
No, no. Yeah. Are you serious?
Just depending on the crowd. But I mean, it's, I don't know that I feel like I'm going like, this is a real risky take on this. It's just like, it's a lot of jokes.
I'm oblivious to a risky take sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing a risky take. What's funny is I love, my favorite way to start a bit is to like say a statement, mm-hmm. and have an audience go like, I don't know about this. And then the excitement is,
I love that.
I'm going to try to get you to be laughing about it. So I have like three that it starts with a statement and I wait. And I mean, sometimes you can tell that it's like they just cheered. My favorite way to do it is to come out and a crowd goes nuts and have that be the first line and have them be like, oh, maybe we're not your fan.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a beer from my team? I'm so sorry, Nadav. This is a great beer, but I don't want to drink it. Can I get an IPA from my team? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I have a line in what I'm working on right now. Nadav, I need you to bleep it out because I just want to tell Tom it.
Yeah.
Because I go that I get, people get upset about and
yeah.
I am oblivious to.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's so funny. It's I said Isla and I are at a, never mind, I'm not gonna tell you because I don't want to fucking ruin it for my special.
Well, you're not gonna ruin it. How are you gonna ruin it?
Because hey, can you just bleep it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Isla says and people fucking lose their mind.
Yeah.
And I just, and I go, but I'm oblivious that would bother somebody.
Why?
Like, I'm just oblivious. I think I might be autistic. I wonder if I'm autistic. But I'm like, I'm one unaware of like boundaries maybe sometimes where I say things and I go, you can get in trouble for that? And
really?
Then people are like, are you serious? And I was like, people get upset about that? Like where I really think one day I'll wake up in bed and they'll be like, oh, Bert, you've been canceled. And I'm like, for what? And they're like, oh, do you remember that time you ... And I was like, oh, you can't do that anymore? And they're like, you've never allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I remember the day I found out you couldn't send dick pics to people. And I was like,
when did you find that out?
Way too late.
You've been sending them out a lot?
Way too late. I was sending them to, like, not to women, but to my friends nonstop. I remember I sent you one of my dick, the shadow of my dick.
Yeah.
In the toilet seat. And, like, it was just so perfect because you could totally manipulate it.
Yeah.
And then make it look way bigger. It was like your dick was committing a crime. Like, oh, yeah. And then I told Anne about that. She's like, hey, you shouldn't send your pictures of your dick to people. I was like, why?
Yeah.
She's like, because they're not asking for it. And I was like, that's why it's funny.
Right.
She was like, you don't do this to women. And I was like, why would I do it to women? I do it to men.
Yeah.
She was like, I go, you can't sexually harass a man. She was like,
yeah,
you actually can.
Yeah.
And I was like, for real? Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, interesting.
Interesting.
Note that down. No more dick pics to do.
Especially like now that you have people that work for you.
That was a little bit of a thing. We had to tell, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We had, because I on the bus, it's like a locker room.
Right. You walk around naked.
No, I don't walk around naked, but I am definitely seen naked often. Like I definitely not, I'm not going to go into a private area and change.
That's like, weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So we do a thing called party showers,
mm-hmm.
where if someone's showering and you get in the shower quick enough with them that they can't stop you.
Uh-huh.
Is that like a round?
Jesus Christ. We do tour way differently.
Yeah, wait. So we had to talk to Peter about it because Peter is new to the tour. And we're like, hey, man, is it generational? Or like, can you be comfortable naked around dudes? And he's like, I grew up in locker rooms. I'm fine with it. Because like, if you're all dudes on the bus.
Yeah.
You should just get naked. If you want to change your pants, change your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't sexually harass me because I'm not gay, so I don't, it's like a locker room, right?
I would, if I were you,
yeah,
I would just go ahead and shut that door, man. Go ahead and change your pants in private.
Hold on. So wait, when you get dressed, you do it in private?
Yeah.
On the tour bus?
Yeah.
But how many people have on the tour bus?
I mean, on a typical day, it's been like five.
Okay, that's what I do,
yeah,
roughly. And so you get naked, you don't get naked in front of other men?
I mean, I'm not like, you know, I've been naked in front of other men, but I definitely don't go like, here's a good time to get naked.
Not, oh no, I'm not like going like, Oh, he's drunk. Here we go.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if I'm going to change, I'm going to be either in my in the room.
Do you shower? Oh, okay. So we live on the tour bus.
Okay.
So I shower on the tour bus.
A lot?
All the time. Every time. I always shower on my tour bus.
Okay.
I love showering on my tour bus. I actually brought that up the other day. I like showering on my tour bus more than anywhere else.
Really?
I love it.
Okay, but
all my
the
shit's there.
I've showered on a tour bus before.
Yeah.
And then I got out and I changed and there was nobody around.
But hold on. So do you have a private room for yourself on your tour bus? I don't. We all stay in bunks.
Okay.
We're more like a communist state.
Okay.
Right? And so we have all our things and then our clothes are in the back and then living room up front. I don't always get naked up front, but I have got naked up front before.
Yeah.
But if I get out of the shower and then I'll go back to the back and I'll get dressed, but I'm not closing doors.
Yeah, if I'm definitely get dressed, doing that.
Okay. I just get dressed in the back. And then if you don't want to see my ass, then you don't see my ass.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely, I would also, as your friend, recommend you that you start not doing that.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. Like, because part of me just goes, part of me is like, it's that locker room mentality where you go, I'm not, if you need to get dressed, get dressed. Now that you say that, I've never seen anyone else naked.
Yeah.
I've seen Dave naked. I've seen Dave naked a lot.
But a lot?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Manz, get in here for a second just to clear this up. I've never seen John Manz naked. I've never seen Peter naked. I've never seen Parfait naked. Okay. I've never seen Ron naked. When we're on the bus.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Would you prefer that he just changed in private?
Yes. I mean, why? I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't.
It better not matter. It better not matter. You're my employee, and you better say what I want.
We just turn around, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like it's normal to just be like, I'm gonna go get changed now, and like
he will usually go and come out to the shower or whatever, and then intentionally in front of everybody.
No, hang on, stop. We're pulling that out of the fucking thing. I don't intentionally put my dick in your face.
No. But if there's a show to be put on, you'll put it on.
What are you talking about? If there's a show to be put on,
he used to bully me for being fat, and he doesn't admit it.
The fucking two of you are liars. If there's a show to be put on,
well, if you're gonna go into the shower and you've got a towel around you, you'll definitely drop it
outside the shower. I can't get undressed inside the shower. You know that it's too small. We've already talked about this.
Jumps in the shower.
Manz, don't you feel like
Manz? You are fucking. This close to losing your fucking job. By the way, I hope everyone knows I'm joking.
When you shower, and
he doesn't. He goes into the fucking venue,
okay,
and he showers in the venue.
Oh, you like in private?
Like a homophobe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other guys probably kind of do the same thing.
Shane does. Yeah. Everyone showers inside, and I shower in the.
Why wouldn't you shower in the fucking venue?
I like the bus better.
Than the venue?
Yeah, I always do. I always shower in the bus. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, and
but the venue's got definitely more hot water. And
I used to shower in venues, and now I like showering in the bus. I like to have all my stuff there. I like to get out. I like to go back. I go back to the thing. Maybe my one, if we're going to say I have one flaw, I don't close the door in the back when I get naked. But I don't put on a fucking show.
Hey, if there's a show to be had.
He's lying right now.
I don't think
God
so.
God damn it. Peter, get in here. Mans, you stay right there, you lying motherfucker. You should sit next to Tom. And liars flock together. Where the fuck's Peter? I swear to God, if this guy says, Peter, do I put on a show? Hold on, now let me put.
Whoa, 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 whoa! When all right, first of all, when he's, do you want to see your boss naked?
No, he doesn't get to say that. I'm his boss. He can't talk. I'm joking okay. Right now. Obviously.
I mean, ideally not.
Right, and like when you shower, don't you like
you get shower dressed? In the venue?
Yeah.
Do you get dressed in private?
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And would you prefer that everybody on the tour get dressed privately?
You motherfuckers. Nadav, we got to cut this out of the goddamn episode.
No, we don't.
I'm fucking Harvey Weinstein.
No, they
Listen,
don't.
Does Dave get dressed in front of people?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Okay, okay. And
are you comfortable?
If there is a show to be had, does Bert put on a show?
I mean, he likes to add a little.
What the fuck? You cunts. You
we're
fucking
good. We're
cunts.
Good. We're good, guys. We're good. All right.
Don't you say we're wrapping it up right now.
We are wrapping it up.
I need a rebuttal.
You don't need a rebuttal.
I don't put on a fucking show. Those fucking lying
Yeah,
assholes.
I mean, I'm sure the public believes that.
I maybe one time put it on Instagram. Whatever.
I forgive you for bullying me. And I love you. And I think you're the best. And I'm so proud of you and everything you've accomplished. And I think you should get dressed in private. Unless it's a really good show to be had, and then you should put the show on.
First of all.
Yes.
I want to tell you I forgive you.
Okay.
For wrongfully accusing me of telling you you were fat.
Okay.
Secondly, I've never put on a show, but there has been times I put stuff on Instagram.
Okay.
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 Thirdly.
Yeah.
Those guys are dead to me. I'm firing all of them.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Let you know what you should do? You should fire them with the episode. Be like, hey, check out this episode. And then turn and be like, hey, you're fired.
I can't believe I'm going to have to fucking close doors in my own bus to fucking get dressed now.
It's ridiculous.
Or just kick everyone out and make them stand on the ledge while I go fucking get changed.
Yeah.
Well, this was a learning episode.
It was.
I was fat way before I thought I was fat. You pointed it out. You were fatter. I never pointed that out to you. And I have a lot of growth to do.
Me too.
Nadav, take out whatever you think needs to be taken out that doesn't ruin my career. And then we'll talk about next week. We'll talk about.
Okay. All right.
Am I drunk?
I don't know.
Are you drunk?
No.
This is me.
Yeah. All right. Love you. Bye, guys.
I love you more.
I love you.
You know, no, I do love you more. I love you more.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck, you being serious?
What do you mean you love me
more? Did you fly to L.A. once a week to meet me? I love you way more.
Okay, I love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.